UNC System President Tom Ross is getting a new driveway at the president's home on the corner of Franklin and Raleigh Streets. While digging up the old driveway, construction workers started noticing large stones being unearthed and called in someone who knew a little bit more about it.
We knew that there was a site here, but what was unexpected was having it kind of turn up as this driveway was being resurfaced. We actually been given a heads up that there was going to be some work done here, but we didn't know quite how deep it was going to go. And so in the place where they went deeper is where we encountered the site.
That's Vin Stepanidis, the director of the Research Laboratories of Archaeology, chair of the curriculum in archaeology, and an anthropology professor at UNC. The remnants of the structure that were uncovered were of the foundation of the second president's house. The first president of the university, Reverend Joseph Caldwell, who served as presiding professor from 1799 to 1804 and university president from 1804 to 1812, lived in the house, even though it was called the second president's house. Research archaeologist in the Research Laboratories of Archaeology at UNC, Brett Riggs, led the dig Friday, uncovering the former structure.
He initially lived in the president's house that was on campus, about where Swain Hall is now. And Caldwell, beginning in 1811, began constructing this house out here. This was, at that point in time, the farthest house to the east on Franklin Street. Beyond here was simply woods. Up until the 1880s, there were only two houses on this side of Franklin Street.
A fire destroyed the house on Christmas Eve, 1886, after it rapidly spread from an adjacent outhouse. The portions of the house that were above ground likely fell into the basement, which was used at that time as a dining room. Riggs says to level the ground in order to build a new structure, some of the fill was likely burned remnants left over from the fire.
We'll be able to document what the walls of the basement were like, what the floor of the basement was like, and a lot of the content of the house when it burned, which all collapsed into the basement when the thing burned. We anticipate that there are actually fireplaces that were on the lowest level that are buried under all this fill. So we hope to see an intact fireplace at one end as well.
Once a majority of the stones from the foundation were uncovered, a cherry picker was brought in to take an aerial photo of the plot. Stepanidis says the next step was potentially the most exciting.
We hope that we'll be able to just get a little bit more time to investigate what's actually in this basement, because of course we know from historical accounts that all sorts of interesting people were entertained down there. President Caldwell used it as a dining area to entertain distinguished guests.
Two of those guests included U.S. Presidents James K. Polk and James Buchanan. Stepanidis says if there are artifacts left over and preserved from the fire, a new page in the history books could be written.
Now, we know a lot about Chapel Hill's history from written documents, but there's a lot we don't know. And those things that we don't see in the written documents, often you can piece together some very interesting things about the history of a place by looking at the stuff of everyday life that was left behind in the buildings that people used when they lived here back then.
To see a gallery of images from the archaeological dig at the UNC System President's House, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.